Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts, with another short but sweet episode. And this one's not just sweet, it's also real and raw. For whatever reason, I actually know what to talk about this time. Sometimes I do have trouble finding a topic that I care about, but this time I just went through my very extensive list of podcast ideas that I wrote down a couple of years ago. And this title actually stood out to me, so I want to talk about unstupidifying yourself. I don't know if that's a word, but this episode is called Unstupid Yourself for a very particular reason. I feel like a lot of us fall victim to confirmation bias. Confirmation bias means that you basically have an idea in your mind of how something or someone is, and then you look for proof for your hypothesis. So we're not really able to see different opinions anymore. And I think that's very dangerous, especially in today's world where pretty much everyone seems offended by something someone else says really easily and really fast. I'm just a little afraid that true discourse, like talking about things thoroughly and even debating about them in a decent manner, is actually not possible anymore. At least it seems that way. And I feel like a lot of people also form their opinions based on what other people say. And we've all seen in the past couple of years that not everything that was screamed around was actually true. So my mission for this episode is really to just give you a reminder to think for yourself. I cannot stress enough how important that is. You know, even if the world around you, if the people around you have a different opinion, doesn't mean they're always right. So I think it's important to stay critical towards others and towards yourself, to really think through what we believe and what we don't believe, and to just be chill and to stay open-minded. Thinking for yourself is something that you don't learn at school. It's something you hardly have time for when you're an adult. But somewhere in between, you have this gut feeling and you have a bright head on your shoulders to tell you what's actually true and what isn't. And why is truth so important? Because it literally and figuratively speaking lights the way. And fighting for the truth is really important, so let's do that together. I just realized that this episode was a little bit, let's say, more serious than my other ones, but I still hope you enjoyed this. Please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. Stay tuned. Bye.